we are dull, but your English is fine. Yes, we'll go.
I feel very sorry that I cannot give my full ideas.
Whatever you can give is more than we can understand. I feel that we have come to steal the madhu.
But I'm giving you lines to think.
Yes.
How explanation can be done.
Right. That's what I wanted to know. Now we can look at this verse and think of all these different things.
What is your name, Sat Sarup Maharaj?
Yes.
What is the meaning?
The form of truth.
Huh?
The form, Swarupa, of truth, Sat.
What?
Form of truth.
What?
Krishna. It's in the name of Krishna, who is truth personified. That is what I was told.
Sat Swarup. You are in your Sat Swarup. What is your Swarup? And what is the best Swarup?
In actual form.
What?
The best Swarup is Gopi Manjari.
What? Having what qualities?
It has Sat, it has truth in it.
Huh?
Gopi Manjari has what qualities?
Qualities and their Sandarjam and beauty, beauty. So much bhav. To be established in this bhav is satsang. Yeah. Not in Krishna.
Radha Dasi.
This is
satsarup.
This is satsarup.
Thank you for that meaning.
So, how to explain words in Sanskrit?
It takes a rasika
Vaishnava. We should know all this to extreme point. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vishwa explained all these things. Having these words, one letter to letter, and so many bhav. Varahatridam natavarabhapu karnayo karnayo. What you have?
Wearing a peacock feather ornament on his head. Blue kanikar of flowers on his ears. Yellow garment as brilliant as gold. And the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories.
Anything more you have? You know?
You already explained that Krishna had already gone into the forest and they're remembering him in the heart now.
And what else?
Well, they're speaking in groups, privately, gopis, without awareness of their superiors.
Varahapidam. Why Varahapidam?
Peacock feather.
It has seven colors.
Seven.
Root colors. Very beautiful. You know rainbow?
Yes, it's a rainbow.
Rainbow denotes these seven colors.
Yeah.
Why rainbow is there? Because it always stands in the opposite direction of sun. Rainbow.
Yes.
Yeah. When cloudy day. Cloudy.
Yes.
And it looks like very, very beautiful. Clouds are of श्याम रंग, श्याम रंग यू नो
डार्क ब्लू
हैविंग वाटर
फ्रेश
एंड amongst them vidyuta bijli
the rainbow appears no
vidyut means electricity
the lightning yeah
lightning comes
yes
comes and goes
yes
at once the Krishna body is as clouds new clouds having so much water so much pity and this electricity lightning is pitamba lightning is for some time very little time but it is for always and rainbow this mukut and Natavar Bapu Krishna is Natavar Bapu who is called Nat
dancer he is not a dare dancer
in any drama first a couple in India
yes
a couple of Kishore and Kishori comes very much dressed so beautiful dress and so beautiful appearance and in a mood of dance it is called nata
they appear on the stage first
yes they attack everyone becomes silent and to see and hear what they are doing they are called nata var means shrestha is you know
the best shrestha very influential person
best of all
best yeah shrestha
krishna is not but best of all nuts
not a
shrestha sankar is also not
yeah not a
Natara.
He's also a dancer.
Nataraj.
Nataraj. Yeah.
But he is best. Gandharvas and Devatas are not, but most of them, his very Natavar is beautiful and best among all. Here in India, you know Bara.
Bara. Bara. Dance Bharat Nam dance Nam Bara.
Bar means a person, a boy, a Kishore, you know?
Yeah, young adolescent boy.
Boy. Who is going to do his marriage. Whether he is black, ugly, but at that time, artificial, anything is given to him.
Yes.
So that he looks like very, very beautiful. By paste and all other ornaments of gold and...
Natavara. Yeah.
That is called Vara. So, any person who is ugly yet, black also, but at that time he looks like very, very beautiful. Among all others, that Var. Krishna is Var of all, whole world in three worlds, Chit, Jeev and this mind. Not a Var. He is so beautiful and he is like a mad and elephant. Sometimes he put one flower of canal, Iolis, here, 2 years are there, but on this one, and like this, and sometimes he keeps on this. So pitiful and mad as elephant. Kanaka Kapisam. His Pitambar, you know?
Yellow dress.
Is more beautiful than Kanak, means gold. Vaijayanti Chamala. Combination of 7 or 9 flowers. Vaijayanti Mala from neck to feet. Very, very beautiful and fragrant with Tulasi Manjari. So that all bees are roaming there and singing. Randhran Venu. Adhar Sudhaya. Adhar Sudhaya. Nectar of his lips. He is filling his bansi. Veno. Veno is male. Yet he is on the lips of Krishna. And Krishna is filling his lips. What?
Into the hole of the flute. The nectar of his lips. Yeah. Nectar of his lips.
Venu cannot keep it. It is full of amrita. And at once it comes out from Venu as a sub sound. And it comes in Vrindavan here, in this world. And see that there is no qualified person to hear it. Anyone cannot keep it, this nectar of this his lips. So it goes up and is got up to Swarga, heaven. Here also he, that sounds, that nectar is that there is non qualified for take it. Then he goes up to Brahmalo, crossing 14 bhuvan, 14 loks. Here also he says that no one is qualified to have this in their hearts. Again cross. Then crossing that sea,
Viraja,
Durjanadi, goes up in Brahmalok and crossing that sea lok and crossing that goes to Vaikunth. Here also he sees that no one is qualified to have this. So it goes to Ayodhya Dham, then Dwarka and to Mathura. But he sees no qualification is there to have this. Then it goes to Vrindavan. Here he sees that there are some qualified persons. But it does not go to Dasya, Sakha, even to Vatsal. It goes only to Gopis and enters here and goes to heart. And there he sees the beautiful mind is there. Mind so, and heart is there.
Mind. Yeah.
Heart.
Yeah.
And it takes the heart of gopis and comes out and goes where Krishna is singing. And then they see that the sound, this nectar has taken our heart and in front of us he is flying away. So they at once
ran.
Those who were doing here, anjan, the left foot. Those who were wearing dresses, their
belt.
Their
the bottom is on the top and the top is on the bottom. That,
no.
No.
You're not finished.
But those who were tightening their clothes here, upper was there and they were dragging their clothes. Those who were, any sakhi was doing kajal to any, oh sakhi, let it remain. Just this thief is taking ours. I am running to him. So what they were doing, left them. Those who were cooking, those who were serving their husband, those who were, they had उठा लिया है उनका अलंकार हार हार यू नो
नेकलेस
नेकलेस
somebody has taken his necklace for wearing but not tie
they are taken in their hand but where to put it they have no time so the necklace was here and this was in here so everything was upset and they ran after there. They are seeing all these things. No? So, Urayan Gopa Bindai and Krishna is singing and boys, cowherds were where?
All around him.
All around him.
Yeah.
And telling him, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. No? Vrindaranam, Sapadaramanam, where he was moving, walking, on the earth of Vrindavan, where everywhere the shine of his face was always prominent here and there. And the earth was thinking herself so much
fortunate.
That on my breast, Krishna has very lightly vahar, very gently, he has put his faith on my breast. And earth is also, earth of Bharatri Devi, so much pleased. Sapadaramanam pravishat gita kirti. All gopis were thinking like so. And they became mad to see the fate of earth. And seeing Krishna float voice and Krishna face they are seeing. And they became so mad that they could not tell anything about Krishna to each other. After some moment, they became something
and could speak.
Then they are now telling that Kiti Beniram Rajan Sarva Bhuta Manoharam. This nectar of Venu was Sarva Bhuta Manoharam. Means?
All living beings, it is.
But they were not attracted.
Huh.
Only gopis were attracted.
But it, then what does that mean? It steals the minds of all living beings.
It is very sweet for all.
Huh.
But yet, very, very sweet for gopis. How they ran after Krishna, all could not become mad. Only gopi became mad. So it is स्पेशल स्वीट फॉर गोपी सुत्ता ब्रजस्य सर्वे वर्णीय अंको धीरे धीरे दे बिगन टू टॉक समथिंग अबाउट कृष्ण एंड हिज क्लोथ एंड दे बिगन टू टॉक व्हाट इफेक्ट वाज ऑन अदर्स दे आर टेलिंग अखन्वतां फलमिदं न परं विदामः सख्यु पशुन अनुवेश यतो वयस्य वर्कत्रम बजेश तनयो सुतयो अनुदेन जुस्तम जैवा निपीतम अनुरक्त कटाक्ष मोक्ष What meaning has been given there?
The cowherd girls said, O friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision.
Anything explanation? Special?
Just that Krishna is glancing not only at the gopis but at all the living beings, all the Vrijavasis, but they feel special.
Anything?
No.
No. Now you should hear. Those who have. Phalamidam.
Phalamidam. The fruit.
The fruit of eyes.
Seeing, yeah.
What is that?
To see Krishna.
Gopis are telling, we don't know anything else other than to see Krishna. How Krishna is there? Sakya. With all so many sakhas. He is going to or coming from cowherds or going to cowherds. With so many sakhas. Lakhs and lakhs cows are walking and going. He is going to any good forest of Vrindavan. Forest he is going. कहिए चौबे जी हाउ कृष्ण इज ऑन गोइंग टू फॉरेस्ट वृंदावन फॉरेस्ट फुल ऑफ फ्रूट्स एंड फ्लावर्स सो मच फ्रेग्रेंस एज ही हैज टोल्ड इन श्लोक 1 and 2 अराउंड Boys are around Krishna. Vakram Brajesha Sutayo Anubenu Justam. That is to see the very beautiful face of Brajesha Sutayo. Brajesha Manenanda. Sutayo Krishna and Balram. No?
Yes.
Anubenu Justam. When you are on the lips of them, Jaivani Pitam Anurakta Kataksha Moksham. And sing with very, very love, affection.
Anurakta.
Anurakta means affection. Sing where? Towards gopis. Smiling, wanting something, begging something. To whom?
Gopis.
By seeing
corner of eyes.
corner of eyes, with very great affection, with wanting something to see the face of them, is the fruit of these eyes. Those who have not seen,
useless.
Their eyes are useless. This is ordinary meaning for common persons. Those who have no rush, those who are not rushy, for them this is. Those who are rushy, the second that I am telling, I will tell you four or five meanings of this is shloka in different ways that Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told. Without this explanation, that explanation is only very
external,
and it is something wrong. Because gopi loves Krishna more. Baldevi is somewhat elder brother of Krishna. Where Krishna and Baldevi is there, gopi will like this. They will not see Krishna there. No?
Yes.
Then how he is telling both?
Yeah, I wonder.
No? So, in these words, it is hidden. What is hidden? Bhaktram, one gopi is telling to another gopis. No?
Yes.
A batch of gopis of same color, same
age.
Age and same bhav. One youth. They are telling to others.
Yeah.
One sakhi is that, O sakhi, Krishna is coming. He is looking from the corner of his eyes, begging something. So beautiful. Why is that? All round Krishna. Sutayo, Sutayo mane Balade Prabhu and Krishna. But Anu means Baldev is going advance, and Krishna is Anu, paschat,
behind him.
Behind. Anu mane paschat mane behind. Brajeshutya both Krishna and Baldev. Baldev has gone some advance, and the boy, Manajya Krishna, who is behind Baladev, and he is peeping to us.
Yeah.
Krishna, not Baldev. He has gone advance. And Anu means after that,
yeah.
Baldev is
nice.
There. So here, to see only Krishna, and who is seeing from corner with begging something calm to gopis and smiling something.
Yeah.
With Pushpabana. Pushpabana, you know?
So,
this is Pushpabana.
Oh, his bow and arrows.
To see the face of that Krishna is the fruit of being desired. Understand?
Yes. It means not just to see him in general, but to see him with that kama.
And not a Baladev.
And without Baladev. Gone ahead. Baladev gone ahead.
Anubenu jistam. Another meaning is there. Baldev has halmusal singa. He does not play on foot.
Yeah.
He may be sometimes, but he is not so efficient in flute. Krishna is very so much efficient in flute. So Anubenu Justam, the boy, the son of Brajendra, Nanda Baba, who is coming
behind.
Later on, behind, no? That, and who has a specialty that he has kept his venu on his lips, that, not who has taken
a buffalo horn.
Baldev has buffalo horns.
Yeah.
So I am not telling of him.
Yeah.
The Sakhi is telling.
Yeah.
The boy Nandasu, that is Krishna, who is going later on and who has kept venu on his head.
Yeah.
And he is seeing with so love and affection to us. So I want to go to see the, let us go. But that gopi is telling that how we can go there? Because all our father-in-law, mother-in-law, our sister-in-law, all are here. How we begin? Don't tell very loudly. Tell very gently, so that I only can hear. They should not hear, otherwise they will abuse us and tell that they are very wrong ladies. And they will keep us in a home.
Locked in home.
Yeah. So don't tell. She is telling that what they will do? To see the face of that Krishna, who is smiling and telling our names in Bansi, we should surely go. What they will do? They will tell that go out of home. We are ready. Otherwise, will we die? But if we are here in home and not seeing Krishna, then to have these eyes is vrutha.
Useless.
So anyhow, what they will do, we'll see. Why they are not checking their sisters, their daughters, they are all others. Why they are going to hear themselves, the old ladies?
Everyone is
going on.
Yeah.
What harm if he will go? And if they will do anything against us, we will bear it. But I will see so. Then that gopi tells that it may be that we will go there. We will see from a very long distance. Then that gopi is telling, Nipitam anurakta katakshya moksham. Nipitam
says imbibed or taken in.
To drink. Nipit means to drink. What we will drink? Krishna's
anurakta kataksha, loving
kataksha moksham. Krishna is sending kataksha. No?
Glances.
Kataksha, this.
Yeah.
And a smiling to gopis. That one Sakhi is telling that we should drink it. Go. To drink anything is to take on his lips and to drink, to go nearer, to drink the lips, the madhu of nectar of these lips. Gopis will have to go there and to drink his lips.
Yeah.
That gopi, another gopi is telling, how we can do so? All are here. So how can we do? And we will do it because when we will see this face, we'll be mad. And being mad, we will not know that what will be in future. And in madness, we will run after Krishna and go and we will drink the nectar of Krishna there. Don't fear. Krishna lips will do itself what what he will do and what he thinks better. So we should not care for all these things, and let us go and drink the nectar of Krishna float in his mind. Can you?
Something?
3 or 4 minutes. Every word has a special meaning. Why these shlokas are? That it should come out in our sadhan bhajan, in the raganuga sadhan. This is we so curiosity in us to have all these things to see Krishna. One meaning I left. Brajesha Sutayo, here, Brajeshwadan Baldev, who is going forward, and Anu means those who is in age somewhat little,
yeah.
No?
Yeah, that's right.
And so beautiful, Krishna. We want to see that face, Krishna face. But here, another meaning is that Prajesha Sutayoh means Sutayoh means two fathers, Vishwanu Maharaj and Brajesha Nanda. Both are Brajesh. Understand?
Yes. Yeah, they both are.
Both are?
Kings in Braj.
Braja. So Brajesh and Nanda Baba and Vishwanu Maharaj. Nanda's Sut is Krishna. And Vishwanu Suta is Radhika. Sutascha Sutayascha. Where there is Suta and Suta, two words.
The grammar, yeah.
In grammar,
yeah.
It becomes Sutayo. So Sutayo denotes two, that is Radha and Krishna. When Radha and Krishna are with one place in any kunja, and Krishna is smiling and keeping his hand on Radhika, and Radhika is so much
pleased
and saying towards Krishna, and Krishna is smiling saying to Radhika. At that time, if anyone sees that Krishna face and that face he will drink, that it, this is the fruit of the desire. Understand this meaning?
Yes. It's a secret meaning. You're giving the key to all these meanings.
First Baldev Krishna, then only Krishna,
yeah.
And then Radha and Krishna. Everything is in this. These are called explanation of a Rasika Vaishnava. Common person will see Krishna and Baldev.
Yeah, that's all.
Some advanced will see only Krishna. Only Krishna.
Yeah.
And most advanced Gopi Bhav will see Radha and Krishna both.
By this Brajesha Sutayo.
One thing also, Brajesha Sutayo, Anu Benu Justam. Here both are taking bansi here.
Yeah.
How?
Krishna and Balaram.
Krishna, no. Here Radha has taken the flute of Krishna. And Krishna is telling that, I want to learn something from you. To Radhika. And Radhika teaches Krishna how to play on flute. So, at that time, to see the face of both Krishna and Radha is the fruit of the life. So this is fourth meaning.
Thank you very much.
only one or two slokas a day.
Yeah. It makes us think, though, unless we get these understanding, the understanding we have here is very little.
Very little.